Fuck. What?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and welcome to another episode of the J-Pop Jewels vs. the World podcast. And this time I am not alone. As you have heard, I am joined once again by Yasmin and Rachel. Say hello.
Who simply cannot resist giggling like a elementary school student when a bad word is said.
Apparently
Oh my
not.
this is
goodness.
Rachel.
And this is Yasmin.
Who has a seemingly unhealthy addiction to Zomboid?
Project Zomboid? Yes.
We're recording this like an hour late because Yasmin cannot stop playing this 20-year-old game, Project Zomboid.
In her
It's not that
defense, it's
old.
only 10 years at this point in time.
Oh yes, only 10 years. What is this game?
I mean, it's essentially just surviving the zombie apocalypse, but what's fun about it is that you can play with other people. So you could all like try to survive, like find a base and try to like survive as long as you can, kind of thing. Like unfortunately you're eventually gonna die, but you can also like respawn a new character and like continue doing what you and your friends are doing. So that's what makes it a lot of fun. Like you could go to different towns or other places to like get items or things to help to survive, or eventually the electricity is gonna cut out and you have to like deal with that kind of situation. So it's a good time.
You know, I was saying to Jules earlier, it looks like the 1990s version of The Sims with zombies.
It kind of is like a Sims kind of thing. But you could do other things to help like survive, like forage or fish farm.
Oh, I can fucks with a game with fishing. Any game with fishing. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
It's
Do you know
like
how many freaking hours I spent in that stupid Final Fantasy 15 game just fishing?
too many, I assume.
So many.
That just
I mean,
shows
it's
you.
easier than actually going fishing,
That just
which is
shows you.
also fun.
That shows you how much further you got than me. I didn't even know there was fishing.
What do you.
Don't know how
I
far I
did
got, but I
beat
don't
the
remember
first
the
version
beach.
of the game.
Oh, you definitely got farther
You.
than me.
Yeah.
I went into this cave thing with this fucking crazy dominatrix lady.
Oh, I know where you
Fought
were.
this dragon thing, accidentally
Yeah.
summoned Rama and killed it, and then I just stopped playing because I had no idea what I did. I thought I broke the game.
You know, I stopped at the same point that you did, but then I picked it back up after a little while and kept going. And then I realized I don't remember any of the controls, so I started from the beginning again. And that was that.
Where did you
It
find all the time for
was
that?
Mostly sort of snuck into the time when I'm usually supposed to be sleeping. You know, I, as an adult, you just kind of got to do that sometimes if you plan on continuing having hobbies. Especially time-consuming hobbies like games.
I'm gonna explain to you how bad I am at that. There are
At
no
what?
less than 10 to 15 Switch games that I have not touched since I bought them. Which, by the way,
Yes.
I bought fucking Triangle Strategy the other day, and God knows I don't have time for that.
Looks so
It
interesting,
does, which is
too.
why I bought
Yeah, it
it.
looks fun.
But I don't have time, because I still haven't even beaten Octopath Traveler. So.
Oh, dear.
And I also have a PlayStation 5 with four games that I've also never played.
Well, here it is. Adulting.
I think we all have our respective backlogs.
I have
And yeah.
an unacceptably large backlog.
After a while, you just sort of give up on something. You're like, well, if I haven't played it now, or if I haven't beat it halfway through now, I'm never going to go back. And then you buy another game, and then you halfway beat that, and you get busy, and you can never go back. And then you buy another game, et cetera, et cetera. Cycle
I mean, once we
continues.
retire, we'll have
L, et
plenty of
cetera.
time.
Will we be able to see the computer screen at that point?
I mean,
Like,
by that time, we should have like surgeries that make it so that you can see. If we don't, then we are truly in the worst timeline.
oh, true. Like right now we have VR, but in like 60 years, video games will just be a port directly into your brain stem that you can
Oh,
experience.
God.
Yeah,
You
I'm
know,
into it. Let's do it.
the more we talk about it and the closer we get to it, the more uncomfortable I get with it.
Honestly,
Like
I
when,
doubt it's going to take 60 years. You see how fast VR came?
like,
Yeah,
I
but
don't know.
VR doesn't mess with the fundamental freedom of the human mind. I feel like it would be kind of a big step for the scientific community and for society in general to accept
That's
the idea
true.
of like
However,
anything like that.
it's like I feel like ever since like thoughts or ideas of like us being launched into like a game kind of thing, I feel like someone is researching it.
They must
So I
be.
feel
I mean,
like
it's not
it's
something we don't
already,
want.
yeah.
Yeah.
Wrong, Julian. Don't want it.
Not anymore. Like, I wanted it when Dot Hack came out. And then Sword Art came out. And I was like, I still kind of want it, but not really. And then, like, the latest season of Sword Art came out. And then all the, like, isekais where people get isekai'd into video games came out. And then I was just like, you know what? When that happens, I might just have to retire. I'll just play Sonic on my Genesis. I'm fine. I'm probably gonna
Did
have
anything
arthritis
spur that
anyway.
change? Like what spurred that change in your thinking?
Like, the more you see storylines with people getting stuck in video games, like basically comatose in video games, it's just like, you know what? This is happening in fictional media where, like, situations are manufactured and perfect circumstances for things to go wrong are manufactured. But in the real world, shit doesn't work that way. Like, shit'll go wrong with us just for shits and giggles, basically. Like, somebody won't do the right amount of testing or the right amount of research because they just want to get shit out to make money. Like, case in
Man,
point,
somebody.
Cyberpunk came out way earlier than it should have, and it wasn't ready, and it was a fucking mess. Elden
Don't
Ring,
follow.
which has been getting great reviews, has some issues that show that it might have come out a little bit or too early. Not super early, but just a little bit. And, like, if we can't get video games to come out on the right time, like, without bugs and shit, then what hope should we have for VR MMOs where it's literally tricking your consciousness into thinking it's in another world to not have like
You know
bugs and
what?
stuff to the point where you don't.
That is terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Welcome to my world. I apologize.
you just ruined a childhood fantasy of mine. Thanks.
I mean, if I'm being completely honest, it was really like the nail in the coffin was Sword Art Online alicization. Like, that just killed me. Where, like,
Wait, hold on. Are you telling me that you watched slash read more than 5 episodes of Sword Art Online?
I watched the first season, I watched the second season, and then I started like 3 episodes of the gun thing, and then I was just like, this is weird. Kirito's breaking all the rules. You never bring a fucking knife to a gunfight. That's stupid. I don't care how badass you are, that's just stupid. So I stopped there, but I saw a fight scene from Alicization, and I was like, oh, this is a cool looking fight scene. So I really only watched it to get to that fight scene. And I would say that it's actually worth it. Like, I actually kind of got back into it. Like, I enjoyed the storyline, but the thing that fucked me up was, this was the nail in the coffin, was the technology got so good that the AIs in the game believe, like, really believe that they were real. And when you're playing the game, you believe that it's real. Like, you no longer think that you're you outside the game, or at least Kirito didn't. And I was just like,
Thanks.
you know what?
The dangers of
I don't need all that.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dangers of the game feeling way too real to the point where you can't
Yeah.
differentiate.
Like, I don't remember if that was
That's, yeah,
something they
that's the
would.
dangerous.
Yeah. I don't know if it was. I don't remember if it was something they were doing to him on purpose or if it just happened, but I was just like, you know what? Sword Art does push the boundaries a little bit, but that sounds like something that might be plausible. So, you know what? I don't need all that technology.
I mean, people have been doing it since early days of MMOs. You remember Life, the game that came out when we were maybe in the 2000s?
The board game?
Yes.
No, maybe Life
Oh.
2 it was called. Like the super pixelated, you have a character who has a house in another life and you talk to people online.
I have actually, this
No.
is my first time hearing about this.
You know what? Let me Google it to make sure I'm
I mean,
Life
but
2 game.
I don't know, 'cause you could do things like that in Warcraft too, couldn't you?
Oh, Second Life was it?
That name sounds familiar, but I don't think I ever played it.
Second Life, 2003. Yeah, like everybody had an avatar. People got married on the game. People started like in at that time treating it as if it were their primary life. In some cases, and you know, they got addicted to it, or you know, they spent a lot of time on it and ruined their own lives in the real world. A lot of controversy. Oh, and a huge Wikipedia page.
I remember
Huge.
hearing about this and thinking that it was just like The Sims, but online, so I didn't really pay that much attention to it.
You know what? We're talking about a lot of Sims-like games. Let's just talk about The Sims. Who loves the freaking Sims?
I've never played
Love
a
the
sim game.
Sims. What?
I
That's
did.
right.
Like, I
You're playing
did,
a
but.
zombie sim game.
Yes, but not the Sims.
That's true.
Like, I did
Jules,
play
you
The
played
Sims,
Sims?
but. Yeah, things don't. I'm not throwing this on the creators of The Sims. I'm throwing this on EA itself. Like, EA just doesn't do enough in its games. And they kind of
What do you
just.
mean, do enough?
Like, EA has a habit of either releasing the same shit over and over, or releasing the same stuff with tiny changes, and then anything extra they make you pay for. Like, with The Sims now, like, there's just a bunch of expansions that they make you pay for, I don't know if they're on 3 or 4, but whatever version of The Sims they're on now, it's been out for, like, it has to be going on at least somewhere between 5 to 10 years. Like, just put out another Sims game at this point. And, like, they do the same thing with the NFL games. Like, I used to defend the NFL games, but at this point, I kind of can't. Like, you really are just putting out basically the same game with roster updates because, let's be honest, at this point, you can't really push the boundaries of graphics that much. But, like, they don't really make any changes to the way the game plays or any game modes or anything. So, they really are just releasing the same game with, like, little tweaks here and there and, like, making people pay full price for it. And, I mean, that's kind of what they're doing with The Sims, or have been. I mean, they're on Sims 4, and they've released multiple packs and stuff for Sims 4, but Sims 4 has been out since 2014. That's 8 years. It's about time that you just come out with a Sims 5.
Never. Oh, I
Probably
mean, is
not.
it necessary? How
If I'm.
many Sims modules do you can you pack into a single game, and it still has people playing it actively?
I mean, from what I understand, there's still people playing Sims, so it's not like people aren't playing, but
That's true.
it's just how many updates to it, how many major packs can you release for a game before it's just time to take everything you're gonna do and roll it into a new game?
No, because you're arguing against yourself there, because these NFL games, they're just rewrites with new roster, new characters, right?
Oh no, I'm against that
And
too. They need to
oh,
either.
against that.
Yeah, I'm against that too. They either need to
Okay.
stop doing that or they need to make big enough changes to the point where it's worth it to make a new game. Like with The Sims, there's enough stuff that they could do to release a Sims 5. Like they're just actively choosing to not do it and just keep doing packs, which makes them money, but that's about all it does.
I mean, you could almost
Gotten
argue,
addicted to that
like,
model of me. Oh, go ahead, Yasmin.
oh, sorry. No, go ahead. You can finish.
No, I feel like they're addicted to that model of, the original Sims back in the 2000s, where they release the Sims and then they make an expansion, The Sims Hot Date, and everybody buys it. And then The Sims puppy version, and everybody buys it so they can have cats and dogs for their Sims. And then The Sims this and that, and they realize that people are just going to keep buying expansions to put on top of the same game and make that money. And it becomes an entirely new game for the person playing. I don't think anything's necessarily wrong with that model, especially because the expansions tend to not be as expensive as the full game. But in NFL's case, I think it is kind of shitty that they release a new game with no updates.
I mean, like, they do updates, but it's just, and for the record, everybody listening, these opinions are ours and solely ours.
And they're all correct.
Oh
With The Sims, I'm not saying that there's anything necessarily wrong with it. Like, there's not anything wrong. I just kind of don't like it, I guess. I mean, everything you named is exactly what they keep doing. Like, Sims 4 had a pet expansion. Like, literally, they had a cats and dogs expansion.
Oh, what?
They had a cat and dog expansion. They had a seasons expansion. Get Famous, Island Living. Like, there's all this stuff, and it's just like, to a degree, like, it's the same issue that I kind of have with certain games that do DLC. It's like, how much of this was stuff that you wanted to do anyway and just chose not to put in the main game, even though you could have? But that's my only issue with Sims is that with the NFL, like, that's just, I don't think any of the little tweaks that they do is really worth it in the long run. Like, they make little tweaks to how you control characters that you run with, how you affect how your defensive players tackle other players. But, like, that's not, yes, there are changes, but they're changes that you could probably patch. They might be moderately big patches, but it feels like if you're gonna make those changes and call it a whole new game and make us pay, like, now $60 or $70, depending on which generation of system you have, like, there should be a bunch of shit that I can do. Like, I should be able to make my own players, make my own team, and play through a season with, like, a wholly original interactive world around me for that
Be
much
so
money.
cute. That would be so cute. You should sell that idea.
I would if I wasn't, like, 100% aware it wouldn't work. Because, to the best of my knowledge, EA has, like, a solid ass contract with the NFL, which is why, like, I'm not sure if you two remember, but there was an arcade game when we were in college that was, like, actually physically in the arcade. It was NFL Blitz. Like,
Oh, I do remember that.
everybody loved the NFL Blitz games. The reason why there haven't been any more is because they legally can't make any, because NFL players
Oh.
can't show up in any, like, franchise that isn't EA. Or at least, to the best of my understanding, that's how it works. I mean, I
You
think
know
they
what?
can, but it can't be that kind of game. Like, it has to be an unstructured football game for them to show up.
Side note. I sometimes walk past the mister playing these games on the peripheral. And more times than not, they look so realistic that I think he's actually just watching a football game.
They really do. Like, that's really the only advancement that I've noticed so far as any of the sports games go. Like, admittedly, I haven't played the basketball ones or the FIFA ones because I just don't. But that's really the biggest change over the years to sports games have been that the consoles and televisions are getting better at displaying graphical fidelity. But, like, I'm not sure if I feel like paying $70 every year for a new game just so I can have a prettier looking game.
Full circle, $70 per year just so you can have a pretty looking game that you cannot play because you're busy adulting.
Well, there it is.
In that case, actually, I think sports games would be the one exception to adulting and gaming because, like we all just said, we don't really have time to sit down and play that much. The only thing that I really do play is Pokemon Unite, which is just me playing one match for like 10 minutes and then I'm just done. And sometimes I play more, but like it's really just a 10-minute match. I'm not sitting there getting sucked into a story. Like once the 10 minutes is up, I can just bail because I'm not like overly attached to whatever's going on. So I feel like sports games would be an exception, but it's just like sometimes they just don't feel worth it to buy. Like, true story, actually, me and Corey have debates up sometimes about whether or not the new version of a sports game is worth it.
The answer is
And
no.
like, most of the time they're not. Like, I remember back when my dad was still alive, every 2 years, me and him would get the new version of the sports game, but like once 2013 came, I think the next time I bought an NFL game was like 2017. So I went a full
Oh,
4 years without buying one, and I didn't really notice that much of a change. Like everything was relatively the same.
that's
And then I went
slightly
like
concerning.
another 3 or 4 years before I bought another one, and I still didn't notice that big of a change. Like, not enough of a change for me to be like, oh my God, I should have been buying these games all the time. But yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you go back to like the Sims like kind of module, it would be kind of similar to like the craze that happened in 2020 with Animal Crossing. However, they kept giving like new updates and new just like new patches and stuff to make it like more relevant or just like make it more interesting. If Animal Crossing kept releasing every year, I think everyone would just I don't think anyone would be that happy.
See, but Animal Crossing, I feel, actually did it kind of right. Like, with how they were
I don't
doing
know.
the,
I feel
like.
like it just came out at the right time. It came
Yeah,
out
definitely. It definitely was.
horrifically,
I feel like
like
it was.
very,
Yeah.
yeah.
I feel like it was a combination of right time, right place, and also just handling themselves right. Like, the free updates and stuff that they were doing, that was unexpected and nice, in my opinion. Like, the only thing where I was kind of like, this might be a problem was when they like tied themselves to the online membership thing. Like, that had me kind of like, I'm not sure about that, but I couldn't really say anything because at the time I was fucking paying for it anyway, so I was like, this might suck for everybody else, but I'm already here, so this doesn't affect my life. Which I'm gonna be
But
completely honest, everybody was complaining about the Nintendo membership. It's $20 for a whole year. I'm pretty sure for
yeah,
PlayStation and Xbox, it's still like $60 for the whole year, so.
it's still way cheaper, yeah,
Yeah.
compared. But it's like it's such a small thing though. But I only used it for Animal Crossing. I never use it for anything else.
Well, I mean, for me, I played the. Because you also get access to their, like, catalog of Nintendo and Super Nintendo games. So I was
That's
also
true.
using it for that.
Flow of this conversation, it sounds like we play a lot of video games, but I know for a fact that we are always complaining that we never have time for our hobbies. Around how many hours a week would you say, Yasmin and then Julian, would you say that you play video games or
I'm gonna tell you right
watch anime
now.
or
I
to hobby, et cetera, et cetera.
tell you right now, I guarantee Yasmin plays more than the both of us combined.
Yes,
Yeah, that sounds
as
right.
of right now, yes. Although I am trying to also, not let it just be video
Yeah.
games, like how, like tomorrow, like I'm gonna go bouldering and not have my face on the screen all the time. But I will be looking at a big screen right afterwards as I go to a movie.
Well, a rough estimate then. In a week.
Well, I only like since it's just really been Zomboid, so I would say
Zomboid. We were an hour late, Yasmin.
Shush.
I mean, you can actually check on Zomboid, can't you? Because you play it on Steam.
Well, yes, but does it tell you weekly? Or does or
Oh, yeah, you're right. It tells you, like, total
it
playtime.
does the overall,
Yeah.
yeah. But
Well, if
it's just
weekly is hard,
for
maybe we should
I
ask
almost wanna
daily.
say
So,
daily.
yeah. Yasmin, Julian, how would you say that you spend your time in a day, vis-a-vis your hobbies, like video games or, leisure
I
activities,
mean,
animu?
I can give you, like, for video games, I can't give you, like, an exact number for now, but I can tell you how much I played, like, last year in total.
Total. All
Yeah.
right, let's divide that by the number of days in a year.
Like, this is a culmination of, like, since, Spotify just started doing their, like, yearly wrap-up thing, everybody else had to copy. And, Nintendo and PlayStation copied. And since I have both, they told me how much time I spent playing games on each system. And between Nintendo and PlayStation, I played a total of 8 days worth of gaming throughout the entire year, which I think is disgustingly low.
Is that 8 days as in 24 hours times eight?
Yes.
I want to say yeah, 24 times eight.
What?
Yes. So only 192 hours for the entire year, and I felt gross.
That's a lot of
That
hours.
is not a lot of
But that's
hours.
also
Are you That is
kidding?
not a
That would
lot of hours
definitely
at all.
be if he was playing every day, it would be less than an hour every
Yeah,
day.
it would be less than
Yeah,
an
it'd be
hour.
like a half
Gambling.
hour every day, but still. That's being able as an adult to play half an hour of video games every day. That's amazing.
I guess. I don't know.
No, that's huge. I'd play less than an hour a week.
I don't know. I guess I'm just so used to, like, sitting down and, like,
Like having a whole
going,
day to play
yeah,
video
and, like,
games.
going hard in Persona 5 for, like, however long
Oh,
until I have to
right.
get up and go to the bathroom.
Jesus.
Yes, that's healthy. Yes, that's healthy.
Like, damn, how long have I been here?
Yes.
I gotta pee. Oh shit, the sun's down. What? I just ate breakfast like 5 minutes ago.
What do you mean? This clock is wrong. Why does it say it's 11?
It was 11 2 minutes ago. How did this happen?
You're not one of those people who has like empty water bottles sitting
No,
around
no,
just in
no,
case, are you?
no, no, no.
Well, at least I throw them away. I recycle all my garbage.
I meant to pee in,
Yeah,
Yasmin.
I was about to say, Yasmin.
Wait, what?
She meant to pee
Oh
in,
no.
and then you said that, and I was like,
Oh,
what?
I thought you meant like you're just hoarding trash all around because you're eating
No.
while you're playing.
No, we all do
Okay,
that.
well.
Yeah, I
Y'all
mean,
snack when you play?
no, I said we all do that. We're not.
Oh.
We are
Yeah,
respectable
I mean, I
gamers.
have a million empty bottles around me when I play, but I don't put pee in any of them.
I would hope not.
Anyway. It'd be hard
Ugh.
to aim.
Yes, it actually was. It did cross my mind.
My God. All right, well, congratulations, half hour a day. Good on you.
Thank you, I
Yay.
suppose.
Not bad, especially, as a self-made person with with rent and a life outside of nerdy things, you do pretty well.
There's just not enough hours in the day. I need more. I'm not sure how much more, but there needs to be more.
It's a common problem. There is only so much time. Time is finite that a person has to live, and you've got to spend it on what you can to survive, but that's depressing. Let's talk about something else.
Like Yasmin's One Piece
Yes.
question of the day.
Oh, does she have a One
Yes.
Piece question?
Yes, she
Yes,
does.
I
I
do.
have a One Piece question.
Hell
Can we talk about One Piece?
yeah.
Hold on, hold
I
on. Give me.
always want to talk about One Piece.
Let's allow some space for what is going to be our One Piece question of the day. theme song music that I'm going to put in.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Whoa.
Oh yeah, there's gonna be music. Hit it. And now on to Yasmin's One Piece question of the day.
Well, okay. So,
That was
spoilers for
awful.
anyone who hasn't gotten to Whole Cake Island in the anime or the manga. So, my question is, so we all know that what was her name? Sanji, and what was the one she
Pudding?
was supposed to get married to? Gam Pudding. So they were supposed to get married, and they had the rights
Adorable.
being spoken to. I think they're a cute couple, but there's the point where Pudding kisses Sanji. Does that make them married?
No.
No? Even though the rights were
No.
already spoken?
I don't think so. I mean, it's more so like a legal document, and he has no memory of it either. Plus, it's
Yes.
not necessarily marriage being consummated with a kiss. Marriage is consummated with something else.
Well, yeah, but it's kind of like, it ends with you may now kiss the bride or such and such.
I don't know. Animes are weird.
Was just an interesting thought to think that,
That's a
like,
cute
if
thought,
it's
yeah.
possible, like, yes, they are married, but Pudding doesn't want to be in the way of Sanji, so took away his memory of it.
But then
Like,
that
but
makes
they're actually
Sanji a
married.
scumbag because they're married, but he has no memory of it and is currently running around chasing after other beautiful women and Kunoichis and whatever
I mean,
as we speak.
it kind of doesn't. Because, like, if she took his. He didn't willingly lose his memory of it. That would be like if somebody got in a car accident and got amnesia and didn't remember that they were married. Like, it wouldn't make them a scumbag. It would just make them, like.
They literally don't
Yeah, like,
know.
they
Sanji in an
literally don't
impossible
know.
situation. It is putting Sanji in kind of an impossible situation.
That was just a curious kind of thought that kind of crossed my mind. Like, whether or not if they were
Sure.
technically married.
I feel like Yasmin spends
But
as much.
only Pudding knows.
Nah, they gotta go to the courthouse after. What?
No, they don't. They can't do that.
No, they
They'll get
don't.
arrested. What are you talking
Oh,
about?
true. Oh, true. You're right. They're
That's
pirates.
the
Oh, right.
last
I
place they can
forgot. They're
go.
wanted criminals.
Chill.
Shit. Mubby. Mubby,
And
mubby.
this, ladies and gentlemen, is why Rachel
That's
could
why
never
you're
be a
like, yeah, they
pirate.
have to make this legal thing. I'm like, everything they're doing is illegal.
I have a One
But
Piece
yeah, that was
question.
my little thing.
What is your One
Ooh,
Piece
that's the
question, Rachel?
question.
So, once again, reminding, I have not caught up on the comic, the manga,
I unfortunately have.
and you bastard.
Ooh.
And I am also behind on the show. I haven't watched anything since last we spoke, but I've been hearing a lot
Oh.
of buzz that the
Okay.
most recent chapter
Okay.
is a banger. And then it went on
Indeed, it
hiatus.
is. Yes.
Is
Because there was no
is this
chapter this week.
oh shoot, this week? So that's this weekend, there was
Yeah.
no chapter.
Yeah, this, yeah, the like, there was nothing posted yesterday.
Okay. So my question is, does that mean that this goddamn arc is gonna end soon?
No.
What?
No. No.
Ugh.
Well, I mean, they're already at the peak, in a
Like,
sense,
they'll
so.
never catch up.
This is definitely the peak at this point. This is definitely the peak.
You remember, I told y'all, I'm not gonna read this until the whole arc is finished.
Good Lord.
Well,
And it's been years!
that's unfortunate.
Oh,
But
man.
definitely from where it is, I feel like it will be ending soon-ish just because of what has been revealed. So I guess I'll give you like something to be excited about that. Like there's a
Gonna
certain
tour.
thing that has been mentioned like once or twice throughout the series, and now something big regarding to it has been revealed in a way. So
Candyman joined the Straw Hats. I
no.
knew it.
Oh my
I
God.
wish.
Talking about Panda Man, I have a
Jesus. Oh my
tidbit.
gosh.
Oh shit. Yasmin's
I
tidbits.
don't have music for that yet.
Okay. Well, anyway, my little tidbit is, well, for those that don't know, Panda Man shows up in various chapters and anime episodes. It doesn't happen in every chapter or every episode, but it's always fun to find him. You'll also find him sometimes in games, or is in like maybe a good chunk of the games, or maybe all of them, I'm not
Look the
sure.
same every time. I've personally never
Just
found him.
about. However, unfortunately, they can't do this to the English versions, but with the Japanese comics, for those that hasn't really seen a Japanese manga, they have they're usually paperback, and they'll have like a dust cover on top or like around it. And like if you take off the dust cover, you can see like sometimes there'll be alternative like art or like just like a plain kind of cover. For the One Piece ones, if you take the dust cover off, you'll be able to see a copy of what the front cover is. But with the addition of Panda Man.
Is that every volume?
In every volume, I believe.
Wow, that's cute.
Yes. So, like, for example, I wanted to also make sure. So, like, I looked at volume one, I took the dust cover off, I did see he was there, and then even in the latest one, 101, like, he's also there.
Do you know if that's something they've been doing since like day one, or that's something they added as a feature?
I feel like they had something that they added. I think Panda Man definitely came a little later. I'm not too sure when it really started.
And he looks a little different every time he appears, right? Like he's in different clothes, he's different sizes.
Yeah. But it's still a nice little thing to see.
Right on, good tidbit.
Yeah, tidbits.
I
Good
am
job.
never gonna catch up on this goddamn arc.
You will eventually.
You are not. There's
It'll
so
be
much
over by the end of the
stuff.
year.
I'm gonna be on my deathbed. I'm 76. I lived a good life. My one regret is that One Piece didn't finish by the time I died.
It
No, it's not
didn't
my one
finish the
regret.
Wano arc.
Goddamn Wano arc.
Oh, it's so deliciously good.
That's another thing that I can't do because I'm so busy adulting. Read manga.
Oh man, you're gonna have a fun time trying to catch up once it actually does finish. You might as well just
Yeah, I'm
start
gonna lose a lot of
now.
sleep. I don't know. I mean, when you get into the swing of things, reading anything, books, comics, fan fiction, you go through it pretty quick. So I
That's
feel like
true.
if I started, it would only take a few weekends, but I wouldn't be able to do anything else on those weekends because I would have to sit down and actually commit to it.
Yeah, 'cause like, yeah, it does go by quick because usually the chapters are usually under 20 pages, so they're pretty quick to flip through.
Yeah. The anime too, like the chapters are short. They're like, what, like 11 pages to 15 pages of actual content, but the anime too is typically only like, it's a 4 minute opening and then no ending, and then it's like 4 minutes of recaps and then 10 minutes of actual content. It's not much. It's fast to go through if you skip the trim the fat.
That is true. That is true. They do a lot of recap.
It's another reason why I don't feel too bad about like catching an episode of the anime once in a while, because it's really just like a 10 minute, 15 minute commitment. I could do a set of yoga, or I could watch an episode of One Piece.
Or you could
Whatever,
do
whichever.
both.
Or both. Why not both?
Why not both? Well, I'm this thing you might call lazy. No, that's not true. I'm a workaholic. You know me.
Yes, I do.
I mean, it's okay if you're a workaholic and lazy.
Not sure how we should approach this next topic. Actually, I feel like Yasmin should give a brief, like, synopsis without giving spoilers, and then we'll talk about it. And we'll talk about the actual, like, topic.
Okay.
What is the topic?
The topic is the 2022 Disney movie Turning Red. And Yasmin, give us a brief non-spoiler description, since you are the only person who's seen it so far.
Okay. Well, the so Turning Red, its setting is in Toronto, Canada, around like the early 2000s. It's about a girl. Her name is Mei Li, where she kind of goes through her life, where she is becoming kind of like of age. She's gonna turn 13, and she gets hit with this thing that runs in her family, where like all the women in her family, when they hit a certain point, they turn into red pandas. And it's something that she gets to deal with while also dealing with like the growing pains within her family. It's a very, very cute movie, and I think it definitely also like resonated pretty hard with me. It is a little difficult for me to like say certain things without spoiling it or without reading like a synopsis online. But yeah, basically it is just like about her like making certain decisions while weighing like the decisions or like the consequences of her decisions. Well, like be it between her family or her friends kind of thing.
What is the age of the characters? Like what they're supposed to be students, right? Are they like high school students? Are they elementary kids?
They're middle school, I believe. So like she's the main character, Mei Li, she's turning 13. So
So she's probably an eighth grade.
they're fairly young.
Would you say that this is for Asians what Encanto was for Spanish viewers?
I would definitely say yes. I feel like it also really extends into a lot of like immigrant families in general, where it's kind of like when it does focus on the family, it does kind of get into like you're hit with a lot of expectation kind of thing. And a lot of the conflict whether or not to continue like what you want to do or the potential of disappointing your family kind of thing. So there's a lot of guilt.
Now,
You sure this isn't about a Jewish kid?
Well, there it is.
okay, I'm actually glad you said that, Rachel, because that actually kind of bolsters the point I was about to make. Now, the topic that we're going to talk about isn't the actual movie, because as you obviously just heard from me having Yasmin explain it, me and Rachel haven't gotten around to seeing it yet. But the actual issue here is that there are a bunch of people who are saying this movie is controversial. And there's something that Yasmin brought up that I didn't know that makes these takes that I'm hearing even more fucking ridiculous. But let me start with a guy who made a post that he has since deleted, or I guess it was a review, not a post, about how the entire prod. What does it say here? It says he couldn't identify with May's story, and therefore the entire project has a limited scope. And that's what I'm reading from the article that I'm reading on. But paraphrasing, because I
Basically.
did see the original thing, basically he said, I'm not the target audience, so therefore the movie's bad. And there was another lady who said, I don't remember the exact quote for her either, but it was the most ridiculous fucking take I've ever heard, which was she felt like 12-year-old girls shouldn't be thinking the things that the girl in the movie were thinking, and that she would prefer to be watching Cars 2, which I find absurd for multiple reasons. One being Cars 2 was a horrible movie. That's the most important thing. And second,
Hot take.
Yasmin saying that the movie is based in the early 2000s.
Yes.
From what I'm hearing, the main character was writing fan fiction. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's accurate.
So what happened in the thing? Like, for example, the year is supposed to be based off, like based in, like I'm basically like a year younger than May, like Meili in there, or like very close to that age. So putting myself in like back in my old 12-year-old self, and like thinking about like some of the actions that I've done, or like things that I've like written or drawn, it's very similar.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Actually, I found the tweet. Here we go. This is an actual review that was posted about the movie. This story is very targeted to a specific audience, and if you don't fall in that category, this film is not for you. I had to turn it off after 10 minutes, after I saw the main character drawing fan fiction as a 13-year-old. It left me
Drawing fan
uncomfortable that a
fiction.
13-year-old was doing this in a Pixar film. Overall, I would rather watch Cars 2. Again,
I'm sorry for
ridiculous-ass
being a
quote.
13-year-old who wrote fan fiction.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Exactly.
No.
Ridiculous
It's
review.
drawing fan fiction. Oh,
Ridiculous
drawing fan
review.
fiction? I see.
Ridiculous review because one, you'd rather watch Cars 2, so obviously your taste in movies is bad. Especially since,
Jesus.
Encanto just came out and you'd rather watch Cars 2, I question your life choices. And two, so many female friends that I had when I was 13, fan fiction and drawing
It
and
truly
writing
was
a
the
fan
life.
fiction just all over the place.
It was all over the
Yeah,
place,
really,
like
especially in the early 2000s, that's all that was happening.
so much fan fiction.
And
Good Lord.
I'm also apparently seeing a post that, like, there are also complaints that apparently in one scene there are like pads on a counter. Is this what
Yes.
we're doing
Oh
now?
no. Ads. Ah.
Is this what we're doing?
So
We're upset
yes.
about
So
this?
unfortunately, 'cause unfortunately, in our society, we don't talk about girls having
Bruno?
periods. Oh no. I have to talk about like pads or tampons, which they've outwardly said and shown like in the movie, which doesn't really happen in media, 'cause it's like it's so stupid. It is very hush hush, like because you don't talk about it. It's like as if it's like invisible. So I think that made a lot of people uncomfortable, which I find extremely ridiculous, considering like I remember someone posting about it where it's like, oh, so period talk is difficult. Well, like okay, we can watch like Mulan and like her get into war and like see like the destruction of a whole village, or oops, like all my family died. That's fine. That's completely fine. Better than period talk. So it's like the hypocrisy is pretty it's very high when it comes to like people criticizing this movie, which is honestly a huge shame.
So let me get this straight.
Yes.
Rachel's about to say some
The
shit.
movie is
Go
about
on. I could
no.
tell.
I'm not about to say anything. I'm just
I could
I'm
feel it.
confused.
It's
I
coming.
haven't seen the movie. I haven't read a synopsis. I saw a second of a trailer, but I don't watch trailers, so I turned it off immediately. This movie is about a middle school girl who is getting her period for the first time, right?
That's what it seems like.
It's supposed to signify her growing up, which will in turn like would be her getting her period, or just like just growing up, which like when you watch the movie you'll see like the signs that like what they're implying, even without like the blatant like pads and tampons and all that. But like the thing is that part, like them mentioning pads and tampons, like it's really in just one little section of the like out of the whole movie. So people are so hyper focused on that out of the rest of the like hour 30 hour 40 movie. Yeah. It's a little ridiculous.
is pretty ridiculous. And then it's pretty ridiculous for, grown-up people to criticize a movie that normalizes a human bodily function. What's going on with adults these days?
I
Can't
don't
we
know.
like my
can't we
biggest
get out of
issue
our heads for
like
one second?
I had a pretty big issue to begin with, but once Yasmin said that it was based in the early 2000s, the issue got like escalated because everything I read seems to be stuff that I remember happening in the early 2000s. Like
It's really funny. It's
unlike Rachel,
also.
yeah, unlike Rachel, I did watch the trailer. I remember the main character having a fucking Tamagotchi strapped to her backpack. That's early 2000s. Like
God.
her and her friends are geeky little kids that I remember being like that in the early 2000s.
Doesn't that mean
Everything,
you're the target audience?
apparently so, I guess.
But,
But
of course, parents can, let kids watch, or they can also, explain what's going on in the movie. If you think that your child is too young to watch it, then let them watch it. And if you think that they'll be mature enough to understand it, they can watch it. But at the same time, they could still watch it, not get it, but they'll still really enjoy it. Like, you know how many innuendos there are in our cartoons, back in the day, that were for the adults to watch, while they were
I want to
watching it
think
with
about
us.
it. They were
Dude,
totally
there are
innocent.
innuendos now in kid shows for us.
Exactly.
Like I said, like I was saying
And
earlier, I watch I forgot the name of the show. The Wonderful World of Gumball? Whatever. The Nickelodeon show Gum, not Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network show Gumball. There are so many just like Easter eggs and references and stuff to like 90s kids. So like there's innuendos and stuff now for adults. I don't know why anything in this would be any kind of issue. Especially since arguably Disney is more PC now than it's like ever been.
Well, I guess if you also want to argue, it's tech. I mean, it is under Disney, but it's technically under Pixar. And so they're
Yeah.
pretty well known to, stabbing you in the emotions, or trying to do things that are a little out of the box. But
That's true. I heard that they had a big fight. Was Encanto Pixar too?
He
No, I think that was
may
Disney.
I don't
Oh.
hold on, let me give me a second to check.
And what also makes me a little sad is that, they didn't want to put this movie in the theater. They put it directly into Disney Plus. And
Like Black Widow.
yeah. But what's also a little sad is that the whole leading production team, they're all women, which was kind of cool and really nice to hear. And of course, the one leading the whole creation, who's the producer, is an Asian woman, and it makes me feel happy. Like a little
All I
pride,
know is
kind
that
of shines out.
Sandra Oh is in it.
Quick,
Yes, she's the
my
mom. It's
wife.
great. She
Quick,
is fantastic.
really quick confirmation about Yasmin's answer. Yes, Encanto is listed as Disney Animation Studios, so it wasn't Pixar, which I
I
should have
heard
been
that
able
they
to.
had to fight really hard to get the strong sister to not appear as a waify, skinny, feminine presenting
That's
type.
right.
They
They
definitely
didn't.
probably had to.
Yeah, they didn't want her to be this burly lady, and now she's super popular. They didn't have enough merchandise for her because they thought no one would want her. And guess what? They were wrong.
I also feel like that's a result of her song, though.
I guess, but I feel like her song also weighed in with a lot of other people too, to carry the burden
Yeah,
kind
no,
of
that's what I
thing for the
meant. That's what I
family.
meant, was her
Yeah.
song resonated with people, which added to her popularity even more.
Hell yeah.
And you could even just say that her character resonates, her struggle. I don't remember the song,
I
but
honestly could have done with seeing more of her character, if I'm being honest. I don't think
Yeah.
she was in the movie enough. Her
Exactly.
and Antonio should have been in the movie more.
Even the flower sister, who, acted like a bitch the entire time, I felt like was a wonderful character once you got deep into the story of it and the struggles that these people face. And it is really real and it is really relatable. And I guess the same can go for this turning red child that, it is relatable for the target audience, which would presumably be 13-year-old girls who, to my knowledge, who do not typically get movies. It's an untapped market and people should stop bitching.
Agreed.
Well, I mean, it's
And
because, everyone knows what would happen if you were to tap into it. And as you can see, they are right. And this is, you can hear all the hubbub of, like, oh no, they're talking about puberty. Oh
actually,
no.
13-year-old girls do get movies. They just get movies that are like Frozen and Barbie.
Think those are for 5-year-old girls.
Hey,
Jesus
Disney said
Christ.
Frozen is for everybody.
Oh, you're right, you're right. We're gonna get a huge amount of flaming hatred from the 17-year-old, 20-year-old, 60-year-old fans of Frozen because I said it was for 5-year-olds, which it is.
Yes, but
I've already made like we're I plan on watching it at some point. I just haven't had time to sit down and watch it. But
It's a very good movie. I really enjoyed it. Even on Disney Plus, they have like a little video on the behind the scenes kind of thing. So it was good to, it was nice to see how they produced it, or like, because they also had to produce it during, the height of the pandemic as well. So I feel like their workload had to be extended because of it. But I think they really did a great job, and oh, I really wish it would, I hope it gets better and not just continue to get like this weird backlash.
It is weird backlash, but I wouldn't say that it's abnormal considering the history of this issue. I mean, we haven't had a stigma against periods or a stigma against talking about periods just for the last 100 years. This is, cultures across the world who consider this natural bodily function impure or horrific to think about, or who consider it perhaps something that needs to be hidden. Like, you have cultures through history and even today who, when a girl gets her period or a woman gets her period, she is made to leave the house and stay in isolation until it's over. Or you have cultures where girls drop out of school because they can't handle their periods and they don't have access to sanitary pads or any kind of period sanitary care. You have cultures who literally call out this first blood as the beginning of corruption. You have, mothers telling their young girls that they have to hide their used napkins and pretend that they're okay, or pretend that they don't have periods, or pretend that they're, not going through this thing because it's embarrassing, because everyone will laugh at them. The stigma is built into society at this point, and we're just now starting to try and get around it. And this movie, I think, I'm not gonna watch it personally. I'm a little, I think, beyond this level. But I think that this kind of movie being made for kids of this era is incredible. Thank God somebody freaking made something like this. And hey, bonus, they're Asians.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
I think what's also good is because I feel like when periods are mentioned, or like a menstrual cycle is mentioned in movies or in shows, it's usually just joked upon kind of thing. It's like, oh, she has her period. Don't make her mad kind of thing.
Hysterical woman, blah blah.
So to see something where, they try to be like, it's okay, like, This is you, and we'll grow along with it, kind of thing. So it's kind of like, it's nice to see kind of like a period or like a menstrual kind of story where it's not a joke.
Taking it seriously and again, normalizing it 100%.
Because it is normal.
It is normal. I mean, it's abnormal to not have one.
Yes.
It's in
Yes,
fact, it's a serious medical issue if you don't have one.
if you haven't gotten it for a while, then you should see a doctor. Please see a
Yeah.
doctor.
And you see like those products that, you know, those maybe reproductive health products that might stave off a period for a couple of months so you don't get your period, and people loud them, but they lead to serious medical issues in the long run, or they have been found to do so. And you find these products that are, you know, made so that there's no smell, or that there's no, that you can leave it on for a long period of time, and blah blah blah, but you know, they lead to issues like tampons seeping seriously dangerous chemicals into young girls' bodies, or they lead to issues of, you know, something getting lost in there and toxic shock syndrome and death.
Oh God,
And
toxic
you,
shock syndrome.
oh, I live in constant fear. And then there's issues of taking the pills and how they affect a girl's emotionality or hormones or weight or brainwave patterns. Oh my God. Like all of these harmful and terrifying drugs to make women less natural or less, you know, more acceptable to society. It's insane. Why? 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 I went
Like
on a rant again. I'm sorry.
it's okay.
You're good.
It's just like, I guess like one last thing is where it would be great to have just a generation, or just to finally accept, you know, the period as it is, and to not have the shame. Like I unfortunately still have it where, you know, if I have to change, I put it in my pocket so I could just go into the bathroom. Or I try to wear like something long, so like if I'm wearing like a thicker pad, it doesn't show through my pants because I don't want them to see it. So it's like it would be nice to normalize it. This movie is great. Everyone should watch it. It gave me a lot of a lot of whiplash because it brought back a lot of cringy memories. I probably have old notebooks somewhere where my drawings look exactly like the drawings in the movie. Reliving a little bit of the emotional damage, but it's still a fun movie.
And Sandra Oh is in it.
And Sandra Oh is in it. My God, she does a fantastic job. Everyone has
Did
done a
y'all see
fantastic
her
job.
in Killing Eve?
No, I haven't.
Oh my freaking God. This is
Uh-oh.
totally off topic.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
Sandra Oh plays a serial killer, a femme fatale woman serial killer obsessed agent assistant. In the UK or something. And she comes into the path of a dangerous, psychotic female assassin who works for the KGB or something. And it is their love story slash rivalry story slash probably psycho killer story slash also Sandra Oh finds some darkness in herself that disrupts her normal life. And she has to make a decision of what path she takes, sort of thing. She is extremely excellent in it. It is one of her best works.
All right.
And the girl who
Just
plays Eve also, she is very good, and I am now a fan.
Sandra Oh. She's also going to be in a new movie called Umma.
Oh God, I'm gonna
Really?
go see that.
Yep. It's going to
Yeah.
be more emotional damage.
Emotional
Damn it.
damage. It's gonna be emotional damage.
Can't have enough of it.
No, sir. Now thinking about it now, maybe we do have plenty of time for our hobbies if we've watched this much and done as adults.
Oops.
See, but I don't know when you guys are finding times to do this, but I'm finding times to do these things when I'm supposed to be working. So,
Wow.
listen, Julian.
listen, listen. We're not going to talk
Yeah,
about what
don't
my
admit
job
that
is.
on.
We're not going to talk about what my job is for reasons, but let's be real. We all know that I have probably a significant I can knock out like two or three episodes during the course of a shift without any problems.
Lucky duck.
That's yeah, right.
I would give it up if I could go back to fucking a half hour of gaming a day or whatever Rachel estimated it was. But
Yeah,
I'm
just
still
about
saying
half
now
an
it's less
hour.
than that. It's definitely less than a half hour. That was for last year. I have no idea how much I'm doing now. It's definitely not a half hour a day. Like literally the only thing I'm playing is Pokemon Unite, and like that's basically it. Like I played Shin
What is
Megami Tensei
Pokemon
for like
Unite
2 days.
exactly?
It's
Like,
basically
is Pokemon Unite like similar to the Pokemon Go?
No, it's basically Diet League of Legends. Like it's League of
Boo!
Legends. No, like you would probably both be fine playing it. It's literally almost everything that makes League of Legends complicated doesn't exist in Pokemon Unite. Like there's no focus on killing like minions. You only kill them for experience. There's no buying like equipment during the match. All you do is just you try to out experience your enemies, kill them, and then score on their goal. That's literally it. That's all you have to do. Which shocks me that there are still so many people that are playing it that just turn into D&D murder hobos and get killed because all they're doing is
On
just
Earth
running
is a
at people.
D&D murder hobo.
People in D&D who do nothing but just try to murder people.
Oh, I see.
Is murder hobo not a common term? I was under the impression it was a common term.
I mean, no. No.
No. Oops. I
Not
question
to
where I
me,
got
at
it from.
least.
I question where I got it from now, because I thought I got it from Yasmin.
You probably
Wait,
did get it
what
from
do you, what
Yasmin.
was the term again?
Murder hobo.
Murder hobo? I don't
What
think I've
on
ever
earth?
used murder hobo. When would I have ever used
Okay,
that? Let's stop debating murder hobo,
I
please.
literally just looked it up. A character who wanders the game world, unattached to any community, indiscriminately killing and looting.
Yikes.
I've definitely never used that then.
Okay, I
Sounds
got it from
fun.
some fucking D&D thing that I watched then, but I could have sworn I got it from Yasmin. Anyway.
All right. So, what would it take for you to murder someone? What would they
Oh my
have to do
goodness.
to you or to the world to be worthy of you being arrested and potentially put to death for murdering
What
someone?
state are we talking about being in?
Say you're in your current state and a totally ambiguous set of laws that you can rigmarole into several decades of legal battles over your sentence or non-sentence.
So I'm in a calm, cool, collected state.
I mean, does that exist?
I mean, like, I'm not in like a state of
You're not in Kentucky. Yeah, you're not in
anger. No, like, I'm not in a state of like anger or like anything
No,
like
you're
that.
also not in Texas. And you're also not in Georgia. And you're also not in Florida. Also not West Virginia.
None of these are answering my actual question, but they're all places that I would be concerned about being, so it's fine. When you say kill someone, do you mean kill them on purpose?
Yeah, kill them on
Okay.
purpose. What disqualifies a person from life to you? Or would you do that? Would you be able to get over your drive to, as a human, to not kill another human at all?
I mean, I feel like there's no way you can actually know until that time comes, because we can talk whatever we want, but you won't actually know until you're there.
I think the people who know will know, but the people who might be on the fence about it, maybe they don't know, and therefore maybe they wouldn't be able to.
I mean, I guess if something happened to the people that I care about, that might be a little. That would probably justify, in my head, people being banned from the plane of existence.
I hear you. I read about that father who found somebody, a child predator, assaulting his 5-year-old daughter, and he
Oh,
beat her to death and got off scot-free.
yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
it. You get,
That definitely disqualifies a
yeah.
person from life. Yasmin's being unusually quiet. Do we have a secret psychotic killer on our hands here?
No. Because you guys are talking, I didn't want to over talk. It was
Yeah, she was just like, you know what? Let me shut the fuck up before they find out I got a body in my closet.
Oh my God, Yasmin!
What?
You've got to bury those.
No,
I know, later.
you
We'll
don't
talk about it
bury it. You
later.
chop it up and feed it to something. God,
Right,
why do you know that?
later.
What do you be? No, we're not gonna sit here and act like we haven't all seen like serial killer shows, because I know we have.
Like an episode of Dexter, I guess.
Exactly. There we go. You know how this works.
Oh my good gravy. The one other thing is parents were worried about their kids going against their parents because Maylee was also like kind of like fighting or pushing against her mom, or like when her mom asks her to do things. But at the same time, like 13, like the teens is a very rebellious stage. Like
I was about to say,
it's bound to happen.
I was about to say, do you mean they're afraid of their kids being teenagers? Because whether they watch the movie or not, that's gonna happen. And you know, there are the dozens of other TV shows and movies that show kids being rebellious to their parents that nobody has bitched about.
So it was just one of those. And I remember seeing someone commenting like on like one of those like turning red articles where it's like if you're a parent that's worried or like thinks that it's ridiculous that this movie is showcasing like their child rebelling against their mom, maybe this movie really is for your child.
Probably.
That's so accurate.
So.
The momzillas and dadzillas of the world, please take notice. Your kid is a human being and an individual and goes through a
Right.
stage, a period in their lives where they need the approval of you, the parent. This is, you know, when they completely depend on you for their survival and socialization between ages, you know, 0 and maybe 5 or 0 and 8 or so. And after that, they turn to their peers for approval, and you become less the center of their universe, and they start developing their own personalities and their own needs and their own lives. And it's hard to let go, but you gotta let go a little bit at a time. I mean, otherwise they're gonna be living in your basement when you're 80. Or maybe you'd like that.
Jesus.
Who
Well,
knows?
that kind of also stems from like some Asian expectations as well, which is another thing, but
Oh, true, the extended family in one
extended
house.
family or, you know, kid taking care of the parents.
Yikes.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
It is a bit of a healthier family model, don't you think? That, you know, one generation raises the next, and then that generation raises the next, and they all live in a community and support each other. The parents go out and work, the grandparents stay home and take care of the kids. Like this is a model that has worked for centuries and we've gotten away from it, but people are being shamed for getting away from it.
What do you mean?
I mean, Asian kids who would like to not participate in the extended family single house model are being called, ungrateful or that they're betraying their family by not being a part of it in that way or by not taking care of their parents in that way.
Okay. I misunderstood what you meant then.
I'm a terrible communicator. It's probably me.
It's not you.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's just the thing is, a lot of times when it comes to those kind of expectations, there's also a good chunk of that being a toxic household without them realizing it. So while yes, it is nice to have, be with family and to help and assist, however, it may also stunt the growth of the person as well, kind of thing.
Definitely.
100% agree.
So there is some positives, but there is also a good amount of cons as well.
Meaning that, perhaps the parents or grandparents, like in Encantado, is that the name of the movie?
Encanto.
Encanto.
I'm the worst. I'm sorry, I'm the worst.
You're
In
fine.
Encanto, the abuela was enforcing her idea of familia onto the family, and her idea of, familial structure. And it was so toxic that she created a situation where the magic of the family left. And in the same way, she isolated her son. She isolated her granddaughter from, from herself. And got no one to blame but you for doing a thing like that to your own family, toxic people of the world.
But yeah, the Turning Red really does touch on familial ties and what the general expectation is that gets passed down each generation. So I think it's a good way or it's a good movie for those that are in that strict household and that expectation kind of thing. It's a good movie to have another perspective or I guess not suggest but a good lesson what can be done within of that kind of family.
Yasmin, would it be uncomfortable if I asked you about your situation?
Not particularly.
Okay, here we go. Yasmin, did you feel that you particularly related to that portion of it, because of your own experiences?
Definitely. Throughout the movie, you get that sense of a lot of expectation from your parents, which I kind of felt. I mean, not so much now, but I definitely had the guilt or the shame of not living up to my mom's expectation kind of thing. But I think especially with me, and I think even with my mom, I think we both kind of broke the mold of what a traditional or a Chinese family would have. My mom went she did go against my grandmom when it came to marriage choices. And I guess I kind of also broke away from a typical job in my family. However, like watching the really did bring back a lot of like pressure, pressure memories. So like this movie really did like hit all the bases that like that has happened to me when I was that age. So yeah, it was a very personal movie, I guess.
I'm glad that you got that.
Yes. Me too. Even if even though I'm not that age, it's been many years since I've been that age, but to see that it's now being made, I'm very happy about it.
You know, maybe I will watch it.
There are many times throughout the movie where I'm like, I love the movie, and then something cringy or something that hits a little too close to home appears, and I'm like, I hate this. But I mean, that's kind of how it is, just to like watch your experiences.
I mean, pressure is everywhere for kids right now. Even I would say more so than in the past, because we have them in these rigid school systems being told that they need to get these grades, being told that they need to go to college, even when they're not necessarily the types of learners who are successful in a classroom or the types of people who would be successful in a traditional 4-year college to employment, trajectory. They're being discouraged from taking up vacations. They're being discouraged from, doing work straight out of high school. They're being forced into these situations where kids have the expectation to not only succeed in school, but to have one or two extracurricular activities, to participate in the community and volunteer, to, learn an instrument in addition to playing a sport, even though perhaps neither of those things are in their personal interest. Kids have it pretty tough these days, and they don't have the release mechanisms that kids maybe, say, 50 years ago did, of being able to go out and explore by themselves with their friends and run around and to, have their individual experiences and stress releases. And yeah, school was kind of tougher back then because the teachers could beat you, but the curriculum is
That's
very
right.
hard. The curriculum is hard in this case. They can't beat you with rulers, but they can beat you with impossible amounts of homework that you need to spend 3 hours a night on every night. They can beat you with concepts that are outside of your ability to understand at your age or with your learning disability. They can beat you with these expectations that are unrealistic for the life that you as a kid might need to figure out still. These poor kids, I feel so bad for them.
Yeah, especially now, since I feel like because kids were required to learn remotely, I feel like, unfortunately, I feel like they're kind of behind. I think because they're behind, I think now their learning curve is even higher, like, or it's like it's even harder for them to continue in their grade because there are things that weren't fully understood from the previous years because, teachers really weren't there to engage. I mean, I don't know how many kids, or like what's the ratio of kids that did pay attention in class when they're on their computers. I feel like that there's a good amount of kids who definitely slacked off during like their Zoom meetings,
Absolutely, this is a
unfortunately.
legitimate problem. My little sister is a high school teacher, and she tells me that she now is teaching in person, but the
Mm-hmm.
previous year had been online. And with these kids who have been through a year or 2 years of virtual schooling, they'll come to class. They're more uncontrollable than ever. If you've ever, tried to control a room full of 12-year-olds or 15-year-olds, forget it. But 12-year-olds or 15-year-olds who have been alone in a house with zero supervision, except for a screen and a voice from a teacher who's, miles away and unable to send them to detention or something like that. These kids come in and they roll up and they sit down for class and they take their phones out and start playing video games. And they are shocked when the teacher tells them to put it away. They're shocked that they can't text their friends while they're in the middle of class. They're shocked that they have to pay attention for more than 2 seconds. They're shocked that they have to show up at all. And the grades, my God. I mean, they're doing great in her class because she is an excellent and engaging teacher.
Awesome.
Of course.
Of course, any
Of
sister of
course.
mine. But that's not the reason. She's amazing because she's amazing. But other and it's a music class. These kids have a release there, a creative outlet there. But these kids who have to go to math class or physics class or this writing class or whatever, they, like you said, Yasmin, don't have the fundamentals built from the previous year or 2 years even of school, and they're not succeeding. And maybe this is the beginning of us breaking the mold of what education looks like in the US because of this total failure to move online and this total failure to, school this generation. They're socially anxious, they're depressed, they're doing poorly in school, they're not interested in anything except for Naruto, which is also a problem.
Is it a
Oh
problem?
my
Is it a
God.
problem?
I mean,
You used to be
yes.
interested in Naruto.
I was 13 once too, but I wasn't interested in Naruto to the point that, I was running with my arms backwards and I don't know.
I have a
Those
hard
two
time
know that
picturing it.
Naruto is.
You definitely ninja ran places.
I have a hard
I
time
did not.
picturing that.
I have a hard time picturing me running anywhere.
Exactly, that's what I was
Ever.
thinking.
That is fair. That is fair. I take back my statement.
We do know a few people who did ninja run, and it was even then very cringe.
So cringe. So cringe.
It's even
But
cringe to say cringe now that I've said it out loud for the first time. Yike. Ooh, even yikes is cringe, which is also cringe, which is also cringe.
oh my God. We've caught
Sorry, it's
Rachel in
getting
a
kind of
loop.
meta. I'm in a
What?
loop. I'm in a time loop.
So,
Meta.
yeah, thank you guys for joining us for our third episode. We will be back next episode with more shenanigans. Now that she has an actual theme song, there is going to have to be a One Piece question from Yasmin every week. It is going to
Well,
be
hold on.
required.
Okay.
Or
God
Rachel,
damn
whoever. Somebody's
it.
going to have to come up with a damn One Piece question every week. Hopefully we won't have any more social issues that we have to go on rants about because people are being ridiculous, and hopefully people can just learn to get along and respect each other. I think we'd all appreciate that being a thing that happens. Fat chance, but I think we'd all appreciate it. So, yeah. We are going to sign off for now, and we will see you guys next time.
Fuck. Fuck.
It's so weird when
Jules, now
Rachel
you say
says
it.
it.